Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. I'll never hear this song the rest of my life without thinking about you guys. You work with me every day. You know how weird and quirky and what a slacker I am and my desk and look. I've never taken a job more seriously than being in a band. And when I was in my Christian band, we would practice in this guy's basement. And it's fun. I was like 18, 19 years old. You're in a band. You're hanging out with your buddies. You're playing music. And every single time, the keyboard player would start playing Jump. And then everyone else would start playing it. And it would just piss me off. I was back there behind the drums to be like, fine, ba-da-loom, 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 pow, go, okay, that's good, everyone, let's go, let's practice what we're going to practice, and they would just keep playing it, and I'm 18 years old, in a basement, in a band, and I'm just like,
Did you just not like the song?
No,
what was it?
No, I just, like, down to business, let's just get this, and I'm still like that. I mean, Dave Glover Band's no more, but you know, we practiced within the past year, Dave Callis' basement, a bunch of 50-year-old guys, Jimmy Griffin, and they're shooting the you-know-what and having beers and playing stuff, and I'm just like,
Let's go.
Just like it's my one spot. It's like the opposite of a blind spot. It's my one clear vision. Like, I should have been one of those a-hole, like, orchestra conductors who, like, berates people and sends the trombone player home because she has chapped lips or something. Like, I'm just so down to business. Grace is lucky I didn't yell at her during the Dave Glover Band rehearsals with her. Like, come on, Columbo.
She was just trying to shoot the you-know-what and have some beers?
Yeah, she's just trying to hang out.
That's how she is. That's what I hear.
She started playing Jump on a fiddle. I'm like, oh, God.
Come on.
Here we go.
I won't be doing that.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, I'm not sure if we're supposed to announce this yet because we have one of those big check things. But last year, as you guys know, we did 99,000 basically for Operation Food Search. And we just found out that we did 64,000, right? 65,000. Just in the past like 6 weeks during the COVID shutdown. Amazing. So,
very cool.
Just blew me. It was double what I thought we would do. So thank you to you guys. Thank you, of course, to Hardee's. And yeah. So now I know that come Christmas time, we don't have to work that hard. We just tell you a couple times, you guys do it. Saves me a lot of stress. Oh, I want to give a shout out. Chris is my lawn and garden guy, and he was recently out, like, you know, every year comes out and does all the stuff, and he's been doing it for years, and I pay him, so there's no, like, you know, anything weird. Chris is at STL Landscape and Design. His number is 314-359-2544. We're going to post that on our Facebook. It's just Chris and a few guys. It's small. And he's great, and he's easy to work with, and he's conscientious, and he shows up on time, and he gives you options, and he's just, he's great. He's been doing my house for a few years now. So we'll post that up there, but if you need something done for your home, your lawn, and your tree stuff, he's a great dude. So there you go. Anyone else got any shout-outs?
Not at the moment.
No.
Come up with one.
I want to give a shout out to my landlord for always mowing the grass in a timely fashion.
You haven't always had that.
Yeah, it's great. So thank you guys. If you're listening, it's
what's
me.
What's the worst place you've ever lived? Sue? Oh, God. Oh. Why am I going to her first?
Yeah, you don't want to go to me first.
It only had a half bath on the first floor.
Have you ever lived anywhere bad?
Oh, yeah. My first apartment out of college was nothing great. It was very dark. It was a one-bedroom. And then the toilet overflowed one night.
Oh,
that whole kind of deal. And there wasn't anything in it. It was the back of, you know, the clean water attached to the wall. But it was bad. It was bad.
Rachel had meth deals going down next to her.
In several apartments. Now, I would think probably the worst place I've lived, during the flood of 93, I don't remember this, only in flashes, but my family was displaced during the flood. Our house got flooded. We lived right on the river in Grafton. So we lived at our church. We lived in a trailer from FEMA. That was probably the roughest. And I was a small child, so.
Do you have any memories of it?
I have like flashes in my mind, like images, but it's probably stuff that I think I remember. Like I think I remember that house, but I don't think I do. It's more like my brother talks about it, and
I get that.
My memories are based on what he tells me.
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever able to go back, or was it a total loss?
I believe it was flooded once, and we fixed it back up when I was like a baby, and then.
But then the toilet overflowed.
Then we were like, just burn the whole thing down.
Well,
it actually didn't even flood. No,
much worse.
It was completely lost in the flood of 93.
When Grace was young, we lived in a townhouse in a like a townhouse condominium complex. So we had that situation where you pay assessments and you don't cut your own grass and you're not responsible. You know, you don't for the trash and all that. And for the first few years we lived there, it was great. And then I can't remember if a new management company took over or if the old management company just got really bad. But it got to a point where, like, the trash wasn't getting taken, like, the dumpsters weren't getting emptied on a regular basis, and the grass wasn't getting cut on a regular basis anymore, and... like they just the cleaning the like just keeping the grounds clean like went south, and so by the time we left it was a horrible place to live. When we started there it was a great place to live, but that was probably the worst experience I ever had. It was just gross by the end.
I've had situations like that where when I moved in it was great. And then a year later, you're like,
but every year
I got to get out of here.
Every year, the assessment fees went up and up and up, but the service went down and down and down.
My one of the apartments I've lived in was next to an open lot, and the landlord didn't own it, but he would mow it.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, he was like, yeah, I'm not going to mow that lot anymore because the city has bid the property up so high that I can't afford to try to buy it anymore. So no, I'm not going to mow it. Ha ha. And I was like, yeah, stick it to the man. But also, like, I live here and I don't want 5-foot tall weeds. So I kind of didn't know where to land on that one. Like, I wanted him to mow it for me. But then I also respect being like, all right, well, I'm not going to take care of something that I'm never going to have ownership over. So
that's bad.
Yeah.
Man, I lived in a place in Wood River. I was on the second floor, and there wasn't one straight line in this place. It was like the Tiltmore Hotel at Six Flags. Like, the floors were all on a pretty steep angle, and every step you took was a different angle. And the people who lived below me, who I never saw, evidently were like test pilots, but for cigarettes. And so they just smoked 24/7. And the only thing worse than living with a smoker is living upstairs from one.
Mm.
And then I got a dog, a little puppy, and another puppy for my girlfriend's brother. But he couldn't let her mom and dad know. So I kept them both in that apartment. And I wasn't supposed to have dogs. So I just kept them upstairs, and instead of taking them out for like a week, they would just poop, and I would just clean it up.
Mm.
That was bad. Mm. That's when I was in law school, and I was studying for exams. Yeah.
Mm. That's self-imposed, I might say.
I mean, it's nothing like
doesn't sound like a landlord issue.
Terrible opus about the toilet overflowing.
One time.
Yeah.
That's all I got. It's all I
can. Another week, I would have taught those puppies how to sit on a toilet and poop.
I picture that the floors were slanted and they were like wiener dogs and they were just like rolling, rolling like little tubes down there.
It was awful. Just terrible.
It's hard to beat a 93 flood, though, Rachel. I think you win.
I don't know. Andrea hasn't gone yet.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, my first apartment was...
Murphy's like, the place I live now.
Yeah, the place I live. Got a lot of leaks in the roof lately. No, the first apartment I had was up in the attic of, like, what was a big old house that they changed into apartments. And so it was in the attic, and there were just, like, two or three windows, and they were, like, on the floor, and they were only about this big. And, Let's see. Wow.
It's like the start of a horror movie.
A drug dealer used to live there and didn't notify his clientele that he was...
Yeah, they're not always great about that.
Yeah.
I remember these stories.
Poor communication. And so I had a lot of people banging on my door in the middle of the night, insisting to be let in for drugs. A lot of people without shoes on.
Missed an opportunity.
Yeah. One time, a fire alarm went off in the apartment next to mine that was basically the same apartment as mine. And the firefighters came to shut it off, and they were able to open the door that was the same door as my apartment, that even though it was, like, locked and deadbolted, they were able to open it just by, like, giving it a firm push, and the whole thing just collapsed. And he said, oh, yeah, you don't even break a nail with these doors. And so that made me feel really safe and secure.
Jeez.
Yeah, he literally just, like, pushed.
Is this
really
when
hard.
You were working at Woody's?
This is when I was working here.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
on the DGS
see.
Salary.
And then the second place, of course, was Mineral Springs.
Yeah, for what we pay you.
The second place, of course, was Mineral Springs.
Haunted.
Haunted, first of all. Very haunted. And then second of all...
Was it?
Did
you notice things?
I didn't notice. I didn't go, like, stalking around at night because it was very terrifying. Because it's just, like, a big, scary building.
Mm-hmm.
And the scariest part is when I would come home from, like, a midnight shift here, and all the lights would be off in the whole place.
Yeah.
And so I'd have to go in the side door and go, like, basically just through the entire building and down the hallway in order to get to my apartment in, like, just total darkness in this scary, haunted building. That wasn't a lot of fun.
Man, one of the most scared I've been toned, when we did the worst Halloween show ever, which was... The Caverns at the Limp, and we'd been there all day and all night, and it was like 2 in the morning, and there were still people downstairs, and the fast way to get down to the Caverns was this staircase, and it was fine. It wasn't like rickety, but it was just a wooden staircase that went down like 5 stories, and it's just jet black.
Yep.
And it was my show. This is like 2002, 2003.
Yep.
But it wasn't like Dave Glover in lights. It was just like, hey, who's that bald guy? So we're finishing up, and someone said to me, hey, why don't you go down and get so-and-so? And I was like, now I'd be like, why doesn't Andrew do it? Back then, I'm like, okay, I will. Terrified.
Yeah.
Terrified. It's one of those where I got down about 2 stories, and I was exactly as far away from my friends as I was from my friends downstairs.
Yeah.
And just like...
And you're in, yeah.
I don't want to fall down the stairs, but ooh, that's bad.
Yeah.
You remember when we did the show, the Halloween show at Mineral Springs a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I was standing outside my old apartment, and this couple walked by, and they got their keys out. And I was like, oh, my gosh, do you live here? And they were like, yeah, we do. And I was like, oh, my God, I used to live in this exact apartment. And they were like, oh, okay. And I
they're like, we don't care.
Yeah, and I don't know why I said this, but I was like, can I, like, look in there and see what? And they were like, no. I was like, yeah, okay, that's a good call. That's
you
fine.
You never told me that.
Yeah, I was embarrassed. I was like, that's a good call.
Not good at spontaneous interactions with humans.
No, not at all.
Like in the parking garage, we thought it was Nick, and you squealed, and you swallowed your spit.
Yep, I have to be
You need time to prepare.
Yes, I have to be fully prepared. Like, Rachel can answer this. Half the time that she walks out and says something to me, I go, what? And she has to repeat it again because I have to be fully prepared to interact with somebody.
I love earlier, right before the show, I had to poop, and I was doing that thing where I was walking to the bathroom, and Andrew was coming from another angle to the bathroom.
Flanking.
Flanking, and I saw him, and I saw his face, and he did the whole fake, like, oh, I forgot my eraser.
Oh, I was actually going to the kitchen. Why am I going in the complete wrong direction?
And I'm like, you go to the bathroom, and he does one of these. He does one of those, moo. And he's like, well,
I was considering it.
No.
I was like, not now.
I'm like, well, I got to poop, so
He wasn't going to use the bathroom. He was just going to go in there and inspect it.
Yeah. you go crazy.
I was considering using it now, but I don't have to use it right now.
And the funny thing was, I had Smart Mouth in my mouth, so I was just, you know, I got 30 seconds to walk to the bathroom and spit it out, and I'm waiting for him to pee, and it's starting to burn. And I might have pooped a little.
There's something about, we have the public bathroom here that mm-hmm. can fit about five people in it, and it's six if somebody shares, and it's just something about COVID is weird. When there's someone else in there now, just because there's like four people in this entire building, it's just weird.
Yeah.
Having another person in there now because it just never happens.
There's like not that many women here. So, and most people are working different shifts.
You must be wasting that place.
Oh, I can do whatever I want in there. I just hang out sometimes.
Pooping in the sink.
I'm like taking selfies in the mirror. Like, who cares? No one's going to walk in on me. I haven't used the restroom at the same time as another human here in months.
Mm.
Months.
Well, I hope we don't meet because I use it about half the time.
You know, I have suspected that.
So if there's
actually
a real stanky girl in one of the stalls.
Do we know if upstairs is open again?
The roof is open.
The bathrooms are not.
But nothing else is.
Oh. Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, just about 3:30. Going to play some Craigslist Price is Right, kind of getting back to normal. We got some other stuff coming up, guests and such. What do we have at 5 p.m.? Who do we settle on?
We're going to do another little mini think tank with Keith Antone and Mark Cox.
Cool. Very cool. And then I have a Name That Thing, which I put together. So I get to go into the other studio. That's always fun.
Yes.
So I'm 55 years old, fairly successful, fairly well-educated, about 25 minutes ago, no, about 45 minutes ago, I was in the little park next door with my little Diet Pepsi and my little tuna fish sandwich that I packed for myself today. And I took off my sandals and I crossed my legs and I started eating my tuna fish. And suddenly there's a mower right behind me. And Rach, it's our lady that mows at about 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, you better watch your back.
And I was sitting on the tall grass instead of the short grass.
Oh, no.
And I turn around, and she has, like, giant headphones and giant sunglasses on.
Oh, yeah.
And she just does one of these.
Throws the hands
Come
up.
On.
Throws the hands up.
There are a few shames. Like, grown man eating a tuna fish sandwich by himself barefoot. And sitting in the way of a gigantic mower.
She's like, look, I have 3 minutes to mow this entire park. You better move.
I was so shamed. But I didn't want to get up and just like go with my tail between my legs.
Sure.
So I just went to the short grass and prayed that she didn't have to go over that again.
Yeah.
Which I totally would have if I was her. I'd have been like,
You wanted to maintain some sense of control.
Even just for myself. Just to lie to myself that it wasn't as bad as it really was.
Is she on like a rider or?
Dude, I'm not kidding you. And she mows 30 miles an hour. Am I kidding?
I mean, she's zooming.
The only people down here that go faster are people on wheelchairs. I don't know where they get these things, but they fly. Fly.
Now, when I had to actually cut the grass on.
Oh my God.
When I was a kid.
Stop it, Sue.
Where's Eric's dad?
Well, when I was a kid, I did not know Eric yet, or his father, who I think is his father. I'm really not sure.
What about Eric's grandfather?
Did you say own Eric?
She did.
No, Eric.
I thought she said oh.
Okay.
I think she said
no.
Oh.
No. And when we would get up on Saturday, Dad would have a map of the yard between me and my brother and who would cut with the riding mower and who would have to do the push mower. Jeez. And if you got the riding mower, you could not take it out of first gear. If he caught you in second, you weren't going anywhere. I don't know why. So I kind of, every time you say this woman's out there mowing at 40 miles an hour, I was like, oh! I always wanted to take it out a second, but no.
Before I got
She's in like 18th.
Before I got my mini bike, my dad had, God, I wish I could find one of these. I would buy it in a heartbeat. I'm sure it was from Sears. Everything was from Sears. It was probably a Craftsman, and it was a riding mower. It was silver. It looked kind of like a go-kart. Had an actual steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad would let me use it, but it was like I was under the microscope. And so I didn't think he was home, and I pulled the blade up and threw it in third.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm flying, and I'm catching air, like hitting little bumps mm-hmm. and stuff. And he came flying out of the house.
Yes.
I wonder if it was the same mower. Everything we had was from Sears.
Oh, yeah. Sears was the go-to, man.
It was a beautiful, shiny.
My grandpa had a riding lawnmower, and it was the greatest. It was the greatest thing in the world when I was a kid. Like, I couldn't. And I've told this story on the air. It's been a long time, but proudest moment of my childhood was my grandpa was getting a little bit sick, and so he wasn't cutting the grass anymore, and I did it most of the time, but my dad would do it sometimes, and he had the same rule, Sue. You couldn't go into third gear while you were cutting the grass.
And what did he say? What was his reason?
I guess it just didn't give the blades enough time to...
That's what Dad said.
So anyway, this day that we were over there on, you know, the weekend and helping with the yard work, he's sitting in his lawn chair on the patio, and my dad is the one cutting the grass on the riding lawnmower, and he's going too fast. And he like whips around a corner and my grandpa's telling him to slow down and he won't. And he finally stands up and storms out into the yard. My grandpa does, yelling at my dad to get off the riding lawnmower. And then he gets my dad off the riding lawnmower and he yells, Tony, get over here. And you've finished cutting the grass. Your dad kicked my dad off the riding lawnmower because he was going too fast. And I got to go and finish cutting the grass. And I was like,
"What did your dad say?"
It was the greatest moment of my life.
How did he handle that?
My dad was torturing my grandpa on purpose by going too fast. He was like loving that it was making him. Yeah, so he was kind of laughing the whole time. But yeah, it was.
She was like, "See ya, Hot Pockets."
Yeah, it was awesome too.
Do they double as vehicles? Like, how can they? Why do they even go faster then? Like,
yeah,
why can
this
you even
one.
Put them in the
I'm
third?
Sure this one went like
you
8
could do
miles
the same
an hour,
thing.
But
you
it
could
felt
lift the
fast.
You if you lifted the
oh,
blades,
you lift the
forget
blade.
About
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You're cruising.
Want to play?
Sure, let's play Craigslist Price is Right. Andrew might have to step out of the room because he has Chinese food coming. But we can still play. We got some weird ones today.
I wonder why you look so nervous.
He sent me a message. He's like, look, the food's about to be here.
There's some weirdness going on with it, so I'm actually going to go ahead.
Okay, he's going to recuse himself for the beginning of the game. But that's okay.
There's some weirdness going on with the Chinese food.
Yeah, there's a story there. There's a story there.
He's having some work anxiety about his delivery. Okay, let's play. It's time for Craigslist Prices Right,
uh-huh.
basically. Oh, I thought you said uh-uh.
No, I said uh-huh. Like, I'm excited. Like, here we go.
Craigslist Prices Right. Basically, we're going to go through some items that I found on Craigslist early today, and the guys are going to bid and see who can come closest to the actual listed cost. Let's start with, since he's out of the room, Andrew might have had a bit of an advantage on this one, so this makes it a little more fair. These are some Pokemon cards from Baldwin, Missouri. It's a Pokemon card Japanese pack, 26 cards plus a case in pristine condition. They've got some Yu-Gi-Oh cards mixed in there, a combination of Japanese and English Pokemon cards. You also get a few card sleeves included alongside the card case.
So you have to go first because you're so good at this.
I'm going to say $8, but I really don't know. Are we doing prices right again if you go? No, closest to the real
yeah,
one.
Yeah, closest,
right?
And then right. if it's an equal distance,
she's
we will
wasted.
Go who's ever
under.
Is under, yes.
Okay.
So Sue says $8 for the Pokemon card pack.
How many?
There's a total of 50 items. There's 26 cards, 26 Japanese Pokemon cards, 11 English Pokemon cards, 11 Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and 2 3D edition items. I don't know what that is.
Do they use any words like mint condition?
Pristine and unused condition.
Yeah.
Yeah, pristine sounds rookie to me.
Yeah, they're trying to. But that doesn't mean anything about the price. I mean, that means they're trying to highlight things. I'm going to say $22, double deuce.
Okay.
23.
Tony gets it. It's $20.
Hey, all right.
Ballin, Missouri. Next up, we have a...
I'm terrible at this game.
You would have just said 21.
Sorry. I said $8. I'm the worst on that one.
Next up, we have a 24-foot above-ground pool. This is at Highway W and 47. Dream. It's in excellent condition.
Grace asked for one last night.
Do you see that now?
There you go. Get this one.
Do you see now that the steel cattle pools are the new cool thing?
I've always wanted one of those. I would see them at Farm and Home, and I was like, I don't get why we don't have one of these.
People your age are getting them. They're now cool to have.
So cool.
Nice.
God, I love this.
It just seems like a bummer to drain them, right? I mean, you'd have to tip it with all the water in it.
No, it's got a hole in the bottom.
Oh, it does. I'm thinking it's just solid.
It's got a little cap.
The strongest man of the world just tips it over.
I was like, man, you have to have your friends come over and help
you.
Just
got to get in there with a bucket.
Done swimming, Hulk dump.
No way, it has a drain. That'd be crazy. Okay, 24-foot above ground pool. Pretty good condition. The big ladder has some dog damage, but it works fine. Solar over is included. The liner is 2 years old. The pump has a light that looks great at night. You're going to have to do most of the takedown work yourself. Mm. They might be able to help depending on when you want to pick it up.
It can't be worth it to go.
No.
Listen to this.
It could be free.
It does have water in it, so I will drain it after someone pays half of the asking price. But I don't want it sitting empty once the water is drained. It'll need to come down. If you have any questions, feel free to let them know. I do have a trailer. I can help deliver. God. But we will have to talk about the cost for that. So take delivery out of it.
$500.
All right.
I have no idea because it's
why wouldn't I just get a new one?
You'd have to pay me to come and get that out of there.
plus, this guy sounds like a piece of work.
It kind of does.
I want half the money before I. What if I give you 3/4 of the money and you drain 3/4 of the water?
Yeah, I'll go 250.
350.
250.
What do you think, Sue?
300.
She said
300.
Dave wins this one.
Way to go, Dave.
The 24-foot above ground pool is going for $700.
It's not moving today.
No.
All right, let's get into a toilet here. This is an American Standard 17-inch high-rise white toilet from Bridgeton. The seller says, I am selling a white 17-inch American Standard high-rise toilet in great condition, only used a couple of thousand times. Doesn't say that. Asking price. Oh, I can't read that. If interested, please contact me. Sorry. It also says, thanks for looking.
Isn't that funny? If you were selling a kid's playset, and you're like, it's in pristine condition, but I've pooped on it hundreds of times. Like, that's what a toilet is.
Yeah.
Like, it can only be so pristine.
I'm assuming it's been used.
It's had a lot of my feces in it.
It catches the waste really well.
Other than that,
how much you want for
it's great.
Man, I was having like a Ron Burgundy moment there, like, asking prices. Oh, darn.
$75, Rach.
All right.
Oh, that's a good 120, because it's a good toilet.
Okay.
It's an American Standard.
You seem impressed by the high-rise aspect.
It sounds luxury, right?
You want your feet to dangle when
you poop? Well, it is on Craigslist, so I'm not sure. I think if I had a luxury toilet to sell, I wouldn't put it on Craigslist.
That's definitely how you get stabbed to death, is buying a used toilet on Craigslist.
And you know what? You got it coming.
You
buy
a
used toilet on Craigslist and you get
stabbed.
Remember
that crazy story that Wiggins told?
Yeah,
about the vacuum cleaner.
The guy with like the boner or whatever it was.
He claims it was mace.
Sprayed himself with pepper spray.
Yeah, there's more to that story. Yeah. First of all, I think the big M. Night Shyamalan is he was the guy.
Yeah, you called him on that at the time. You said like halfway through the story, you said, I'm going to stop you here. You're the guy. And he's like, what? No.
Yeah.
You know, brother, you just never know who's coming over. As he's dancing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The worst part is Ryan stayed through all of that.
I think he bought it.
Yeah. He ended up taking that vacuum cleaner home.
He bought it from the guy with the boner. So
So we need Sue and Tony's bids.
$100, Rachel.
Okay.
5-5. Double nickel. $55.
Tony takes it. It was $50.
Nice. Wow. Way to go, Tony.
All right, let's get into some of the weirder ones. This is a female teen mannequin and stand from Afton.
I'm listening.
It's in good condition, about 5 feet high, stands 5 feet high. Clothing and wig included.
Of course.
Oh,
calls only.
Oh, boy.
No emails. I even have a picture of the lovely young
calls.
Lady.
That sounds like my dating profile from 1990.
Calls only.
No emails, yeah. People.
Let me try and remember.
Like, how
can I see that again?
I want human.
Says so she's a teen, David.
How do they?
Human interaction.
I didn't know mannequins had ages.
Yeah. Seriously.
Well, they're just smaller, you know.
Now, let me try to remember how much I am selling this female teen mannequin with wigs.
With clothes.
Wig and clothes?
Yes.
$18.
She appears to be a redhead.
You know what we should be doing? We should be
okay,
calling.
Tony?
This were the old days where you could actually call people. We could have some fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm inquiring
you
about
know what?
The mannequin.
Find those from my Best of CD.
Yeah,
who did I call? I called the guy selling the Weimaraners and the guy at the puppet, Pantless Joe. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Pantless Joe.
That's a good one.
What are your bids?
What do you say, Tony?
18.
Rachel is like me at Christian band practice. She's just like, come on. Someone's got to win this.
$25.
We're playing a game.
It's okay. A teen mannequin, Sue.
Yes, it is.
Okay, specifying teen
I'm
and
probably
like, the
too
cost
low.
Of clothes
yeah.
and a wig.
You could own this like you did Eric.
I'm going to say $80.
I don't.
Dave, what's your bid?
$110.
Dave, you won.
Yep.
It's woo! $150.
Wow.
This one just says...
Today.
You are.
Kind of in the same category as our teen mannequin. This is out of North County. Just says in all capital letters, arms. And there they are.
Sure is.
One of these are mannequin arms. They are both missing fingers. One of them is missing all of the fingers.
I'm going to need
the other is missing the pinky and thumb.
See how close it is to my house.
Can I see that again?
You can buy both together or each of them separately.
Yeah, that's
horrifying.
I'm really going to need to see where this is at.
Oh, no.
Are they missing the fingers or is it a fist? Is that one a fist?
They are missing fingers.
Okay.
I can tell you with certainty.
What? If it had been a fist, you're a buyer?
No.
You want a mannequin fist?
Arms from North County.
Something to go with your teen?
No, it's just because now it's broken. If it's a fist, it's not a broken
also,
arm. Now it's a broken arm.
The three fingers broken. That are yeah. on the one with fingers looks like they took them off the other one and glued them onto the three fingers one.
Oh, he's making
a
shocker. So,
yeah.
How many arms are there / fingers?
Great question, Sue. There are two arms and three fingers.
Two arms with a total of three fingers.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Are
the arms bent? Are they just like,
one of them is slightly bent, but they're mostly just
what
how
kind of
would
difference
be...
would that have made, do you assume?
I don't know. I'm trying to picture it, Dave. $6. I'm doing everything I can. I'm down.
$1 for each finger, $3.
All right. And this is for the set. We're bidding on the set.
Yeah. Oh, the set.
Mm-hmm.
12.
Set of arms.
$12.
Dave wins. It's exactly $12.
Dave!
$12 for both arms or $7.50.
You guys might as well just eat some Chinese
if you
want to
buy them separately. Good
I
job,
would love
Dave.
To.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Had one of the stranger interactions with a listener today. I was getting gas at QT, and this guy was getting gas at QT, like, across from me. And, Rach, you've seen it. Sometimes people are like, hey, are you? And then other times, like, the guy the other day just pointed at me. And this guy, the most nonchalant, I'm not even sure he looked at me, and he just goes, hey, man, you do the best Yoda. And that was it. There's no DGS, there's no radio show. Like, he must have been really sure it was me to just, like, throw that out there. Hey, you do the best Yoda. Then he just put gas in his car.
I remember one time we were walking to lunch, just you and I, and this truck, like a work truck, pulled up and stopped, like, kind of, like, cut us off at the crosswalk and stopped in front of us. And he went, Dave Glover! And he went, yeah! And he went, ha-ha, yeah! And then just, like, sped off.
Yeah, the follow-up's always a little dicey.
Like, you were like, yeah, hey, man. He was like, ha-ha, yeah.
This is so crazy. This one really feels like a different timeline kind of thing. I'm sure you've seen this story because we're in the media, but Dr. Anthony Fauci, remember him, came out today and said he expects that we will have 100 million doses of a vaccine available by the end of the year. Now, 3 weeks ago, that would have been the top news story running 24/7. Mm-hmm. He hasn't talked to the president in like 3 weeks. There's no stories. Now we evidently have a vaccine that's just a few months away and no one's talking about it.
Yeah.
Do you think the narrative on this thing, obviously, there'll be all sorts of conspiracies, but do you think one of the mainstream narratives years from now is the fact that we're already kind of over it is going to be, that's a whole bunch of nothing. That was stupid. All those people suffered and lost their jobs for nothing.
I think that.
Not saying it's true. I'm just saying, do you think that'll be a mainstream narrative?
I think it's going to be tough to even have a mainstream narrative. I think there's so many different takes on the coronavirus experience. But if I had to say that there would be kind of one, like, overarching, at least I think it'll be that we did the right thing, but we overreacted a little bit. Like looking back, maybe we overreacted a little bit, but knowing what we knew,
yeah,
we did what we thought we needed to do. I kind of think that's what it'll be.
Yeah.
Which is not me saying, oh, I can't believe what we did. I hate that we, because I was saying the same thing all the way through. We have to, if we don't know,
yeah,
we have to take precautions. And I think we took the right precautions. I think maybe they went on a little bit too long, or maybe mm-hmm. we went a little bit overboard. But at the time, you don't know that. Mm-hmm. So you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I kind of think
that. Did you see this one about Ahmaud Arbery? The guy who took the video, he's like, I just happened to be there. And now he's been charged because his handprint and some DNA, I guess, is on the side of his truck. And the evidence is that the guy was boxing him in with his truck, and that the older guy that shot him kept saying over and over again, effing N-word, once people and the cops showed up.
There's also a lot of evidence on, like, Instagram messaging and stuff where he's also using that word and saying, oh, I should have, before this even happened, before the what I believe to be a murder took place, because I don't know how else you would describe it, he had said, I should have just shot him. I should have blown his head off. And then he used the word.
Jeez.
So you're an idiot and you're evil.
Not looking good.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching one of the people in the police department who, you know, everyone's like, they're in cahoots, but this guy who was representing the police department was not trying to protect these men at all. So,
can we do two more items real quick?
Yeah, very quickly. We have two more items left in Craigslist Price is Right. You know, Dave wasn't doing great, and then we hit those mannequins, and he was
weird, huh?
That's some
suddenly
mannequin knowledge.
He was in his element.
Well, you know, fingerless teens.
So this is coming out of Kirkwood. It is a brand new Ghost the Musical original London cast recording on CD. The condition is like new.
I didn't know Ghost was a musical.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's in factory shrink wrap. It's never been opened. They list all the tracks.
New old stock?
Yes.
Holy.
Very well preserved.
This is incredible.
Wait, the London version?
The London cast. If that moves your meter
it
in
does.
Any way.
London Ghost. Cast yeah. of something we've never heard of.
The American cast starts Screech. $5.
Okay.
$10.
Oh, $12.
$8, Rachel.
Sue gets it on the nose. $8.
One more.
This is a Tweety Bird ceiling fan and light right here in St. Louis,
Missouri. $15.
Excellent condition.
$23.
$40.
$30.
Dave wins. It's $20. And there's a Tweety on each fan blade. So congratulations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.